Hello and welcome back to the Sustainer podcast. I hope you're doing well. This is your host, Supreeta. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about sustainability trends in a post-pandemic world and what sustainable living practices can we safely adopt in 2021. 2020 has been a tough year for all of us globally. In 2021, there has been a decline in number of COVID positive cases per day in most countries so far. And India, amongst other countries, have started vaccinations as well. Despite the slow improvement, it isn't a fully safe world out there yet. Our healthcare workers have been working overtime to make things better and are still fighting the virus spread day and night. So it's our duty as responsible global citizens to continue practicing health safety protocols. While health and being safe is important on one hand, it's also important for us as responsible people to lead a sustainable and eco-friendly life. The second lesson that COVID taught us is that habitat invasion, climate change, and environmental disruption have very real impacts on all of us, and we need to take more efforts to live mindfully. So how do we balance leading a sustainably conscious life while in a post-pandemic world? This is exactly what we'll discuss in today's episode. Let's begin with transportation. When it comes to sustainable transportation, the preferred mode is usually public transport. The metro, public buses, and suburban trains are modes of transport that are usually encouraged. Using public transport leads to reduction in overall emission levels. Apart from being the most eco-friendly option, it's also the safer option with respect to accident rates. Metro is considered the best form of public transport due to its accessibility, ease, safety, as well as time efficiency. However, with the onset of COVID, public transport took a big hit. It wasn't safe to travel in buses and metros due to the close proximity of seating. Even with alternate seats locked off, it wasn't the safest option to use during the pandemic. Even now, with lockdown lifted in most countries and public transportation being back in action with safety measures such as alternate seats, cashless ticketing options, requirement to wear masks, public transport hasn't reverted back to its usual occupancy and ridership. A report by Auto Traders UK mentioned that there was an 85% reduction in public transport ridership and that around 50% of their survey respondents said that they would not revert to using public transport even in the post-pandemic scenario. In India, Terry conducted a survey where 35% of the respondents said that they will not go back to using public transport in the post-pandemic scenario and that they would prefer to shift to a two-wheeler. On our Instagram page, we conducted a perception survey about which option our fellow sustainability junkies preferred now, public transport or using cabs, and around 40% mentioned that they're comfortable with reusing public transport, while the rest preferred using cabs or their own vehicles. So what can we do with respect to transportation? How to balance being sustainable and being safe when it comes to everyday commuting? The first option is to avoid everyday commuting. If your workplace or university has an option to work from home or study from home, take it. With more and more universities and offices adapting to working remotely, try and explore this option if this option is available. If not, try to use a metro. In most big cities, metros are back in action with safety measures installed. For example, Chennai Metro has implemented several safety measures like sanitization of trains after each trip, thermal scanning, ensuring entry only to mask riders, placing sanitizers with foot pedals, and so on. The air conditioning system has also been recalibrated to increase fresh air supply from 25% to 100%, and the circulation systems have been fitted with UV ray emitters. Ticketing has also seen a change since now contactless mobile ticketing using QR codes are available to passengers using the mobile app. Another option that could be explored is to carpool or ride share with your colleagues who you meet daily and live on your route. Arrange a ride sharing system with the people you work with. Ensure that all of you have the Arogya Setu app installed. Form a WhatsApp or a Messenger group and share your Arogya Setu status daily morning. This will help you and your fellow riders commute safely in an environmentally friendly way, and it'll also help you save money. The next option is to use cabs and your own vehicle till you feel safe about using public transport again. It is understandable if you still have apprehensions about using public transport. We are, after all, emerging out of a very disturbing and scary year. However, try to use your trips wisely. Try to avoid multiple trips in a day using your personal vehicle. If you are going to work, buy your medicines or groceries on the way back. Efficient use of transport is also a sustainable way to get around. For shorter distances, if possible, take your cycle or use a cycle sharing service like Smart Bikes. This is a good option for students and those looking for a short workout or just some time in fresh air. For short distances, if possible, opt for walking. If you're going to go to a nearby grocery store or a medical store, or you just want to go somewhere within 1 or 2 kilometers, do not take your vehicle out. Go for a walk instead. Put on some music and your mask and take a stroll. Most people who own two-wheelers prefer to take their bikes even for the shortest commute. While this may be convenient, it isn't good for your health or for that of the planet. Do your health and the world a small favor by walking whenever possible. Before we move on to the second topic, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor. So now getting back on topic, the second aspect that I wanted to touch upon in this episode is food habits in a post-pandemic world. With more people working from home, cooking at home has also seen a rise in the year 2020. Food delivery has seen a hike as well. However, with restrictions for eating outside being lifted gradually, and after almost a year of not going out to eat, people are slowly preferring to eat out again. A local circle survey showed that around 34% of the participants were okay with eating out again. In the perception poll that we conducted, around 56% said that they preferred eating outside as opposed to ordering food home. So is eating out a safe and sustainable option during these times? In short, yes. As long as you pick a good restaurant where strict safety norms are followed. I would suggest a restaurant with an open kitchen so you can see if the food being prepared is hygienic. It would be prudent to avoid going out often to a low-cost or a small-spaced restaurant. Instead, opt for going out once in a fortnight or a month to a bigger, high-end restaurant. Avoid food trucks and stalls without seating spaces. It isn't possible or practical to wear masks while dining, and the threat of COVID has not completely left us. So it's our duty to remain safe. If you are ordering food home, continue to sanitize your parcels and ensure that you reheat the food before consumption. Another thing to keep in mind while ordering food to your house is to ensure that you do not get the plastic cutleries along with it. Most delivery services like Zomato, Swiggy, and Dunzo have an option for you to inform the restaurant that you do not want cutleries. Plastic cutleries, apart from being a one-time use article which will end up in the landfills, are not the most ideal for your health either. So use your own steel or wooden cutleries for serving and eating. The third and final topic that I want to discuss in this episode is vacations in a post-pandemic world. 2020 saw us all cooped up in our houses. If we ever left our houses, it was for basic necessities, and at times maybe to take a drive or a walk in our own neighborhood for a very short duration. Now, human beings aren't used to being inside without a break for so long. Taking a break, a vacation, was something that was very normal in a pre-COVID world. However, in 2020, the idea of taking a train or a flight, staying in a hotel, all these were pretty scary ones. But now, with safety increasing and with the mental heaviness of staying in for a whole year, people are slowly stepping out for vacations. A survey by Yatra showed that around 50% of respondents wanted to take a vacation in the year 2021. There was, however, a shift in the way vacations are viewed. People prefer travel locally. By that I mean a distance within which they can take their own vehicles for a road trip. The quest for offbeat destinations and camping has become more popular. Even if people do take a flight, there has been a higher preference for renting a car and driving by themselves in their vacation destination as opposed to getting cabs. Hill stations have become the new favorite. Northeastern places, Himachal and the Nilgiris have become favorite places to drive to and camp out for most youngsters. The safest and most sustainable way to travel now would be to go to offbeat locations in your own vehicle. Avoid trains and airplanes as much as possible. If you like to camp or if you always wanted to go on a camping trip, go for it. This is the time. With sleeping bags and tents becoming more compact and transportable, this would not only make for an eco-friendly travel and trip but also a great experience. If not, opt for a 3 to 5 star hotel for a safer and cleaner experience. Avoid going to sightseeing spots or big crowded cities. Carry a COVID testing toolkit with you, inclusive of a temperature gun or a thermometer, surface wipes, sanitizers, and an oximeter as well. So this way you can travel with a sense of ease. Let's not just hope for a better, safer, and sustainable 2021. Instead, let's work towards it collectively. Our safety and that of the planet is in our hands. Do follow us on our social media platforms. We are at Sustainer_Labs on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Do follow us to keep updated with Sustainability Living podcasts, videos, tips, and to know more about our zero-waste organic skincare and upcycled decor products. Thank you for listening and have a great day.